Excuse me? What was that?
I said fucking finally.
Yes, we're about to begin.
Yeah.
G'day, 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 and welcome to another episode of Cheers Big Ears. I'm Chad, and of course, as always, I'm joined by Matt, but Matt's not here, and it's
Are you
the...
Sure? My name's Matt.
I'm joined once again by Bob.
Hi.
Bobby, the significant, very significant other.
Significant? I would have said better, but... Ooh.
Isn't the term significant other?
No, significant's more like just you needed. Better's just better.
Okay, then. Well, how about then? Okay. We'll start again. G'day, 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 and welcome to this week's episode of Cheers Big Ears. I'm Chad, and I'm joined this week, not by Matt, but by my far more important and beautiful and amazing and super-duper califragilistic expialidocious partner, Bubs.
Wow, that was better.
It was way better? Yeah.
Way
it
was better.
Fucking well better than being.
Yeah. Well, what can I say?
What can you say?
You hit the jackpot with me, mate.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Before we go any further, I'll crack the beer, jump to the clip. We'll jump to the clip. Play the theme song, and we'll just jump straight into the episode. So I'm going to crack. You're drinking. What are you drinking today?
Oh, mate, I am drinking the best. I'm on the hard, hard shit. It's Coke, no sugar, with ice.
Yes.
And that's not the ice that Ben Cousins used to do. It's just ice.
Just normal frozen H2O. And I'm on a Four Pines Brewing Pale Ale. So I'll crack that bad boy. Here we go. You ready? Ooh. Oh. We have a taste. It's a good drop. It's a good drop. And here we go. We're going to throw to the clip.
Fucking kidding. Easter Bunny did this?
All I said was Easter Bunny at the Menlo Park Mall was more convincing. He just jumped the railing and knocked me down.
He's fucking dead.
I'll let it go. He's under a lot of pressure.
What the hell happened to him? The guy in Easter Bunny suit kicked his ass.
I had it coming.
Fuck all that shit. Come on, Sal Bob.
All right, honey. Don't forget to look for your Easter eggs on Sunday.
Bye-bye, Easter Bunny.
All right, who's next? It's hot in this goddamn suit. Hey, guys, get away in line like everybody else. What the hell is this?
This is for Brody.
What?
Because I rebooted the computer and everything, I wasn't sure if it still had it on loop. So that opening clip was from More Rats, and it's when Brody got beaten up by Ben Affleck's Shannon from Fashionable Male, who likes to fuck women in uncomfortable places. What, like the back of a Volkswagen? No, anally. So he beats him up because he's now trying to date his ex. And they tell Jay and Silent Bob that it was the Easter Bunny, so they go and beat up the Easter Bunny in front of all these children.
Right.
So that was the clip for the thing. Great. And the reason why I did that is because it's Easter.
Happy Easter to everybody that celebrates Easter.
And if you don't, well, happy
Easter
anyway.
Enjoy the chocolate. That's a copiously amounts are out there at the moment.
Yeah, Chocolate Sunday.
Yeah, they might as well call it that.
Chocolate Sunday.
Or... chocolate slice that Bobby makes Sunday, which is bloody awesome.
Yes, which I'm going to... we'll talk about that a little bit later on, and I'm going to have some later on.
Oh,
well.
Yes, me too.
Like an oath I am. And, because we're recording this on Easter Sunday, it's going to go up today as well, so it's going to... maybe tomorrow, but you're going to get it regardless. It's maybe a little bit late.
We're all going to get it, guys. We're all going to get it.
You're going to get it.
We are not that aggressive in the bedroom. I promise.
That's great. And, of course, my soundboard has been too slow because I had a sound drop to play just then at the end of that And it's taking forever to load.
See, your reboot didn't do jack shit.
No, it did. It just happened.
Oh, there we go.
There we go. Ta-da! It's also because I haven't played all the tracks yet, so it hasn't loaded up in the background. But that's all right. I've already got the first bit done that I needed, so it's I'm not going to drop anything, really.
So, no drops.
No drops. So, what are we going to talk about first?
I don't know. You tell me.
Okay.
I am the visitor on this podcast right now.
Yes, you're the guest host. All right, yes, we'll start
that's
off.
That's the word I was looking for, and that's why I don't do these very often.
We'll start off, actually, before I get any further.
Yes. What do you want to ask me?
I'm not going to ask you anything.
Oh, you don't have any questions
no,
for me?
No. I'm going to do the podcast shout-out for this week's episode.
Okay, you do the shout-out.
I'll get that because the last one I did a little bit too further in. We get it up at the front so everybody can bail and go and listen to that podcast instead. So the podcast that we're going to throw out a shout-out to this week is the Why So Sidious, a nerd podcast.
Well, that's up your alley, isn't it?
So, yes, it's a basically they're a nerd podcast, as it says in the title, hosted by three mates who deep dive into nerd culture and they break down, they do analysis, reviews, predictions, theories about the latest in geek news. Yes?
I have a problem with all this. I thought you guys didn't want to be called geeks and nerds and stuff like that anymore.
Okay.
What's the PC term for
geeks and nerds? Because it's embraced the us as a people have embraced it and taken it in as our own.
Right.
It used to be a derogatory term, and then taken it. See, I'm a geek. That's what I am. I'm myself, loud and proud geek, and I will claim that title.
Right.
Where back in the day it wasn't.
Right.
So they do like stuff on the news and the geek news that's coming out. They also do a few episodes which are for like novice nerds where they...
Oh, that's me.
Yeah, so they'll do a deep dive into certain topics.
Mm.
So one of the last ones they did was on Galactus from Fantastic Four. So they go into a deep dive about who Galactus is and the history of that character, which is really cool.
I don't know who Galactus is, but I know that I had a picture of me. Well, it wasn't me. It was who played the chick in Fantastic Four.
Jessica Alba.
It was a picture of her with my head on it.
Okay, that's not creepy at all.
It was great.
Well,
I had Jessica Alba's body.
Well, Galactus is one of the main villains of the Fantastic Four. He's a big giant planet-eating super being.
Cool.
He's like one of the Celestials from that were in The Eternals and stuff like that.
Right.
It's one of those type things. So they do The Week in Geek. They do Novice Nerds. They do the reviews on The Mandalorian. It's all right. It's just there's going to be a little break that I'm going to have to edit out of silence.
I'm sorry, people, but I...
We're going to get to the reason what's happening. Mandalorian reviews. It's all great stuff. I can't wait for their latest episodes coming in. Not because they're doing a shout out to this very podcast in their latest episode, but they're going to touch upon all the stuff that came out for the Star Wars celebration that was just on the weekend.
That's
so
very exciting because we were just talking about Star Wars today.
Yes, we're going to watch the Star Wars movie. She doesn't want to watch the prequels.
I will not. I refuse.
I've
watched two of them once, and I don't need to watch them again. Thank you very much.
We'll do the prequels. We won't do the prequels. We'll do OG trilogy, sequel trilogy, and the spin-off movies. That's what we'll do. But back to my shout-out.
Sorry, shout-out.
So that's the Why So Sidious. As you get it, it's got a touch of the title. It's got a touch of Batman. Why So Serious. And Sidious is Lord Sidious, who ends up being the Emperor in the prequel trilogies.
Oh, so Sidious is that the guy in the funny guy that talks? The white guy with the hood on
at the end, that Vader kills at the end of Return of the Jedi.
Is that him?
Yes, that's the Emperor. But his Darth name is Darth Sidious.
I know these things.
Yes, you do. So, So that's why. So, yeah, this is Why So Sidious podcast. You can get them on Spotify, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, wherever basically you can get your podcast fix. And you can follow them on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, or most of the social medias.
Woohoo!
So, Why So Sidious? Give them a listen.
Why and so hopefully serious? Sometime,
I think, spoilers, I think we've been talking, we've been sliding into each other's DMs, so there may be some guesting sometime in the future, hopefully.
Wow,
also,
they're sliding into each other's DMs. Should I be getting worried?
No, you shouldn't. there is a whole lot of ocean between the two podcasts on completely different continents.
Rowdy-ho.
Yes, so. Right, so let's dive into...
Yes.
The first part of what we're going to talk about. And
well, we're not
is...
going to do the 5 minutes of catch-up because the this whole episode is a catch-up.
It's catching up to everybody, for everybody, what we've been up to.
Yes.
And there's a lot of fun stuff.
Yes.
First things first.
Yes.
We got on a plane.
Leaving on a jet plane.
And we flew across the country 5 hours to the People's Republic of Western Australia.
Yes, we did.
The place where it's... couple of years behind the rest of Australia.
As we found out today, over here is behind because at least Woolworths is open in WA
yes.
today and jack shit is open over here
yeah,
on
nothing
today.
Nothing is open today, which is stupid. But
unless you want to go drink beer.
Yeah.
And they're all open.
Yeah, which... Yeah. Just the one that gibberish. But yes, we flew over to Perth. We were over for 6 days.
6 days.
6 days. We stayed at a little Airbnb.
Yes.
In Subiaco.
No.
No, Centre Park, sorry.
Thank you.
Subiaco.
Thank
was
you.
Just
don't
off,
you
so
dare. No, I'm
I apologize.
Joking.
So we were in Centre Park. We were there. We were going over. We were supposed to go over as we've... talked about before. We were supposed to go over at the end of December. But things got in the way.
Yes, well.
And medical stuff and ectopic pregnancies and what have you, so we couldn't go, so we moved it to now. And it just coincided for?
My mummy's birthday.
So we were over for your mum's birthday, your grandmother's birthday.
Yes.
Like, well, the
well
just before.
We left the day before hers, but...
So... What did we do when we were in Perth? I know what we did, but I want you to talk.
What did we do? Well, we got over there. It was really lovely. I was a bit worried about you meeting my brother.
Yes, yes.
Because my brother's 7 years younger than me, and he's a bit intimidating, my lovely brother. And he will look after me and my daughter until an inch of his life. So I was scared that, you know, he was going to go up to Chad and be like, I'm Jordan, I'm the brother. You fucking, I'll get you, blah, blah, blah. But he didn't do that at all.
No, he didn't.
He was very, very lovely.
It was fun. I enjoyed finally meeting him.
Yeah. We went out for a Chinese dinner.
Chinese, we went
lovely.
Out for a succulent Chinese meal, and if I was a bit more prepared, I would have dropped the a succulent Chinese meal sound drop, which I'm going to try to press and like basically just.
What is the charge? Eating a meal? A succulent Chinese meal?
We had a succulent Chinese meal.
Yes, we did.
It was good. I had a lot of stuff that I've never had before.
Yes.
Because, of course, the thing that I wanted, that I was ordered.
Didn't end up coming out.
So tried a lot of different things, which was good. Kuei Tao, which is your favorite, beef Kuei Tao, which is your favorite dish.
Yes.
There was like a fish dish. There was, it was, yeah.
It was lovely. It was awesome. Then Jordan suggested going into Leederville and going to this place that does
deep fried ice cream.
Oh, my.
It was wonderful.
God.
It was really, really nice. It was called Fried.
What, Fried. That's it. Oh,
Fried.
Never heard of it before.
The girl behind the counter was the least interested in her job at all.
Mm.
Was more interested in what was on her phone. It was the worst customer service I've had in a very long time.
It was a bit expensive as well, but thanks, Jordan. You paid for it. but the aesthetics of it was really nice as well. Like, there were two, like, swings inside.
It had a real kind
so
of
me and Mel had a bit of a swing and
neon, like very like neon looking on the inside. It was It was super cool. It was lovely. Very nice. Like, the deep fried ice cream was delicious.
Yeah. So we did that on the first night, and then we were pretty tired. And then we woke up in the morning to went over to my mum's house, and my mum was on the couch, and she looked like death warmed up.
Yes.
And she'd done COVID test after COVID test. She's like, no, I don't have COVID, which is fine. So she was down and out, and then they started dropping like flies. Wednesday came around, mum tested, she had COVID. Then my brother started getting sick, COVID. Then Melissa started getting sick, no COVID. She didn't get COVID.
So while that was happening, so there was that revelation the second day we were there.
Mm.
So now there was the cloud of COVID over the top of us. Because we had been in fairly close contact with your mother the day before. And so you and Mel went out shopping.
Oh, that's right. We did too. We had a mummy daughter day. It was lovely.
I told a story last week about my train ride and dodging the train police like a criminal.
Which I wish I had seen. I wish I had been a fly on the train, because realistically, you probably wouldn't have gotten in trouble. The person that would have gotten in trouble is me, because I gave you the card.
Yeah, and it was also my fuck up for not tapping on and tapping off.
Yeah, but they would have just gone, oh, you're from over east.
You're one of those eastern boys. Although they would have then, they could have made an example of me and taken me out and drove me out to a field and put a bullet in the back of my head.
Melbourne. But I was very impressed with the fact that you got out and you went for a walk. You didn't follow my instructions. You decided to go with the...
I followed Google Maps.
You followed Google Maps, which probably took you the long way, but that's okay.
I got out and I just went for a walk and I was wearing all black.
You actually could have... In that case, if you're going to follow Google Maps, you probably could have just walked into Subiaco, but that's okay.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Fuck, okay. Well, I didn't know that. I didn't know I could have just walked there.
Yeah.
I'm glad I didn't, because, fuck, that would have been super annoying. And, I'm glad I didn't walk, because it would have been too far.
Oh, it was quite hot too, I think.
Yes, so it was a hot day. I was wearing a black Cradle of Filth shirt and black jeans, and I didn't dress for Western Australian dry heat.
Well, that's a demo. It ended up being quite humid.
Yes, it did feel like I was in New South Wales a couple of days. So we did that, and then that night what did we do that night?
Oh, mate.
It was a Thursday. I can't even remember what we did.
Holy moly. It wasn't that long ago.
No.
I can't even remember what we did. Oh, Friday was good. Thursday, I don't think we did much. I think we might have just gone out for dinner and...
I don't even know where we went for dinner or what we did for that Thursday. Doesn't matter. We're going to move on. And then the Friday, we had the Coburn Cobras... season launch.
Yes.
And so, a 30-year anniversary thing that they were doing.
Yeah. So backstory of this is my ex-husband and I, who were still in contact, he played football for them, and he's actually coming up to his 400th game soon, which will be quite exciting. But so I did quite a lot for the footy club and became a... life member of the Coburn Cobras Footy Club.
The only lady.
The only lady non-player. And it just so happened that this was on at the same time, and I said to Chad, do you want to go? I think it's going to be really good. There's going to be a lot of old guys there that, you know.
There was a lot of old people there.
Yes, there was. So it basically was a season launch. And so they went through the teams, the coaches, the captains and
and the way that, like, the basically the build up for the next for the what's the coming season.
Yep. And then they announced the top team basically of the last 30 years. So, which was really, really, really lovely. I think everybody that was in it was very deserved. I'm not being biased because I used to be married to the guy, but I think I think Rogue got stitched up a little bit. I think he deserved to actually be in the team, not just on the bench.
Yeah.
Considering he's coming up to 400 games,
which is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, when we were in the Mercantile, I'm pretty sure he was in. He won best and fairest for the competition many, many times. He came runner up many, many times. He's come in the actual waffle best and fairest. He's come close. I mean, it's for reserves, but he's come close. He's been in the top 10 quite a few
really?
Times.
Really? Okay, yeah. I didn't know that.
So I thought he was a bit. And when he was younger, he was the best full back or somewhere in the back line player.
What do they say? What do they say with his nickname? His nickname now is
His nickname now is the tractor because they go a long way, but they don't go very far.
But it was a super.
It's great.
It was a super fun night. Like, everyone was dressed up. They had like little nibbly food on, and the bar was there, and we had some drinks and. All dressed up and mingling, and everyone made me feel welcome, considering that, you know, I'm the outsider, I'm the new kid on the block, and I was made to feel very welcome by a few of the boys there, like very welcome, like one of them screamed my name when he saw me, which was quite nice.
And was it Tomo?
No, Tomo saw me, and that's how he knew you were there. That's when he yelled out Roberta when we were walking in.
Roberta.
And then it was
he is one of two people that I allow call me Roberta. I am not a Roberta. My birth certificate does not have Roberta on it at all.
It's B-O-B-B-I-E.
So I hate being called Roberta.
Yeah.
But I will let him call me Roberta, and there's a guy called Scott who also calls me Roberta, and those two are the only people that can call me Roberta.
And then it was Budgie.
Okay, Budge.
Budge yelled out my name when he saw me, which was really fun. But it was a really, really fun night. We were in an Uber, and we're driving there, and I'm looking around, and we get out, and I'm like, is this Claremont? And you were like, yeah. And I'm like, was it the serial killer was here? And you said, yeah. And I was like, oh, for some reason I thought it was South Australia. Don't know why, I just thought it was South Australia. So I was like, oh, this is where the Claremont serial killer was.
Who is currently in jail.
In jail, yes. Was
but
finally
there's many,
caught after...
many conspiracy theories to say that he is not the killer, but...
I think, from what I've looked at, I think all sides pointed to him.
Yeah. Because there's still another one, Hayley Dodd, and she's not... I don't think they have her...
Oh, right, okay.
I don't think he got charged for hers, but... Yeah.
But yeah, that was the moment when I got out of there because we're in the Claremont area, so that was pretty funny.
But we were in Fremantle. I think you asked if we were in Claremont, and I said no, we're in Fremantle, and then you went.
Because we had gone through.
We had gone through,
and
Claremont.
I remembered. So yeah, that was a fun night. And then Saturday
we went to the pub.
Oh yes, we went to the pub, and then. Caught up with a lot of. I met a couple of other members of your family.
Yeah,
and
my dad's sister, and her daughter, and my uncle. And my uncle is only 2 years older than I am.
Yeah.
So
that's crazy.
Yeah.
And then also caught up with your other group of friends.
Yes.
My
beautiful friends that I love dearly.
And that was fun. And this while we're in the midst of. So your mum having COVID, but Jordan not yet.
Nope.
Having COVID,
not
but
yet.
There was a sprinkling on. There was a sprinkling on.
There's
them.
Sprinklings.
So we had that. We went out for. So we had had a few drinks there, and then we ended up going to.
We went to my so. my one of my best friends is Honor. And Honor is married to my ex-husband's brother. So, so we caught up with them. We went to their house.
Because the original plan was we were going to record. I was going to record a podcast.
We were going to record there, yeah. Because Honor is, oh, mate, she loves all this stuff.
And so I was going to record a podcast with Honor, and we were going to do that there because I had taken my USB microphone. And then we decided we were going to play a game. Mm-hmm. And I do have the audio of it, but it is such a shambles audioily. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't put it on because it's just too, it doesn't pick up a lot of stuff, mm-hmm. or it's too loud and stuff. But I did record it. We played a game.
Oh, mate, this game, if you have an opportunity to do it, it's not really a game. It's more it's a taste test.
Yeah, it's a tasting kind of challenge testing.
So the challenge was we were all given a little sample of a drink each. The samples were out of all the Cokes, all the Pepsis, and a cheap ass version of Coke.
Like you're on the like. Your budget brand, yes. Coke, which this one was Q-Cola.
Q-Cola, yeah.
So it was all your Coke, Coke no sugar, vanilla Coke, Diet Coke.
Yep.
And then the Pepsi Max, vanilla Pepsi.
Was there another Pepsi?
And vanilla, I don't know. The sheet, I did have the sheet here.
Yeah, but then there was the Q-Coke and the Q...
Coke, no sugar.
I think there was 10 or 11 of them anyway.
And so it was all blind. It was a blind test. Honor's sister was pouring all the...
Shout out to Lanny.
Lanny.
Love you.
Did a great job. She even pulled a prank on us at one point. She fell up the stairs with empty... So it was coming out in those little paper like shot glasses, like almost type...
Yeah.
And she was coming up the stairs with the tray with them all and then tripped up the stairs and dropped them all. And it was so realistic. It was horrible. Like,
yeah, we all just went, oh, my God, Lenny. And then she started laughing and we were like, bitch.
And so it was a blind test. We were doing two, the one at a time. And then we had a sheet in front of us and we had to write down. We had, like, the options and we had to write down what we thought that option was for each one.
Mm.
And then once we got through it all, we would find out which was which.
I would just like to say, anybody that says, oh, I can tell the difference.
You're full of shit.
You're full of shit.
Because you can't.
Because I used to say that. I used to be one of those, oh, surely it'd be easy to tell the difference between them. It was supposed to be Coke.
Yep.
And I put Pepsi. So, and the only ones that I knew realistically without a benefit of a doubt what they were was vanilla Coke.
Yep.
And I got that right. I also got the vanilla Pepsi right, because vanilla Pepsi is Pepsi, but it's not as bubbly as the Coke.
Yep. Okay.
Vanilla Coke is very, very bubbly and very, very sweet. And Coke, no sugar. And that's simply because I drink it on a daily basis.
I got one right. The only one I got right was vanilla Coke.
Yeah.
That was it.
And I think...
And I should have... there was one technically that I kind of got right. I put Q-Cola, no sugar, and it was Q-Cola.
Yeah.
And I swapped them around.
Yeah.
That was the only other one that I kind of got somewhat right. It was within the same ballpark.
And the Q-Coke, no joke, if you put it against the Coke and the Q-Coke...
It tastes the same.
It tastes exactly the same.
So we did that and...
So if you ever need to be cheap-ass and don't want to get Coke, get Q-Cola because it tastes exactly the same.
The only other thing, too, I would put out is... you do feel like absolute shit afterwards.
Oh, my God. We were all just like, never doing that again.
Felt absolutely like garbage. And then after that, we all kind of sat in the lounge room.
Oh, hang on. And we let the kids do it as well.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so Alex and Will, who are my nephews, they are... Oh, Jesus. I'm going to get in trouble. Alex is 11 and Will is 9.
I'm pretty sure that's right.
I should know that. I'm very sorry. But I, yes. Anyway, and Alex being a little bit older can deal with it a little bit more, but you could just see Will, because I don't drink cola.
No.
I don't drink cola at all. And you could just tell Will, as he kept having more and kept having more, he was going, it was like he was getting drunk. It was like he was getting drunker.
Yes, it was like drunker. Somebody was turning up the hyperactivity dial.
But to his defense, this kid went, mate, this is affecting me.
I've got to stop. Yeah, he knew. He was self-aware that his hyperactivity dial was getting turned up.
Yeah. So he stopped himself. The kid, a 9-year-old
stopped himself from drinking the fizzy drinks.
Yes.
And then also that night too, we had some of Shane made some smash burgers.
Mate.
And I said that they were absolutely amazing, and I know you guys said they were nice, but they were not to the quality of the last time. They were still amazing.
I don't know whether it was the meats were a bit different because he put something in it.
It was a different meat or something.
Because usually I'm pretty sure he puts like brisket and chuck and something else, and he put something else in it. So I don't know, but these burgers, if I don't get one every time I go back. Oh my God.
It was amazing. And then during the day before when we had actually went and visited, did the little visit and picked the boys up from when you picked them up from school, Will was playing.
That's what we did Tuesday night.
That's what we did. We went and picked the boys up and hung around for a little bit.
Yeah.
We went and got Maccas when we got home. Expensive Ubered Maccas.
Yes.
So when we got back, and I fell asleep on halfway through watching The Vampire Diaries with you on the lounge. So during that time, Will's been playing Security Breach, which is one of the latest of the Five Nights at Freddy's games. I've never played these games. They're not my cup of tea. But Will was getting scared for this section, so we're all kind of giving it a turn, trying to get through. They'd drawn a map and everything. So the challenge was the next day, when we're all there, and also Lainey's partner
Dan
was there as well, so he was gonna give it a shot. We're all gonna try to get past it. So it was this challenge to get past this level for Will, and everyone was failing, and I failed multiple times the times I did before, and then this one time, white knuckled, anxiety ridden, just trying to get through this level, and I didn't think I was getting through it, and then I ended up getting through the level for him, and it was an achievement and a half, and we all rejoiced, and it was this amazing moment.
Yeah.
And so we got past it.
And we were all like, okay, save.
Passed the control back to Will, and Will left that area, and he went to this next one, and then he died. And because he did not save, it took him right back to the last save, which was that level, and that was when I went, I'm not doing it again.
Yeah, we all laughed.
No. But what I'm going to try to do is I was going to download it on the PlayStation and try to get past it so that when we're there again, if he hasn't gotten past it, I can do it quicker.
I think in 7 months he's probably going to have passed it.
Maybe.
I don't know.
So that's what we did that night. Then it was the Sunday. And the Sunday was we went out for
lunch with my grandma and my auntie.
Which that was really fun. We ended up having this spicy kind of jalapeno double burger. And it was so good.
I think it's called East Village, the place that we went. It's a Whitford's.
Yep, and the burger I had was called the Hellman or something.
Yep.
So we did that, and that was amazing. Can't remember what we did that night. Oh, that night was the night for your birthday night. So we ended up getting Varsity, which is a burger place.
It was terrible.
It was horrible. And we also played a new game that we had never played before called Scrawl.
I am going to buy this game. It's amazing.
It's a little drawing game, and it's like a group setting. It's too hard to explain audio-wise. Just look up Scrawl. It looks like it's a fun
group. Best way to describe it.
It's drawing Chinese whispers.
Yes. pretty much.
And you go in a loop and you get a little card. You write what says on the card. You draw what says on the card. Then you pass it to the next person.
And then they and have to
describe.
Yeah, write what they see.
That what they see. Then they put that down. Then the next person has to draw what that previous person wrote.
Yeah.
And you get you keep doing that until you get back to the original owner of
yes.
of it. And you go through each of the drawings and
descriptions
to riotous laughter and see, and the winner is who is the closest to the original artwork to the very yep. end and how close it goes. Super fun. It would be super good in a massive group of people.
Yeah.
So that was really, really good. And that was also the night when your brother was in the full midst of COVID.
Yep.
And we're in the place and your mum still got COVID.
Mel had a head cold.
Head cold. We hadn't gotten anything at this point.
No, and we were sitting away from them. We weren't.
Yeah, we weren't getting super into it. Then Monday, we went for a drive because you wanted to go and change the shoes that you had gotten.
Yeah. We didn't do much, I don't think.
Yeah, no, we didn't do much at all. We went for breakfast that morning and then went for that drive.
I took you to see the sunset.
In the afternoon, yeah, rising, going down over the ocean, which was fun.
I thought was like really cool. And then Chad was like, well, where's Thailand? I went, I don't know. He goes, I'm pretty sure
I've done that
the sunset goes over the beach in Thailand. And I went, oh, okay then.
Yeah, so I'd already done it, but it was still super fun to do.
Yeah.
Then, so that was that, and then we left on the Tuesday.
Yep.
And we got to the airport, we were just about to board, and as I talked about last week, my mum was going into hospital.
Oh, yes.
So I found that out, and I was locked on a plane for 3.5 hours, not knowing what was going on.
So he, not only did Chad have the lingering worry about his mum in the back of his mind, he also had stress head Bobby next to him. We were sitting at the back of the plane, so I was already stressing because we were in the back of the plane, and then all these noises that I'd never heard before, because I never sit at the back of the plane, never ever ever sit at the back of the plane, so there were all these different noises.
Fucking plane snob.
Fuck you. Anyway, and so I cried about, oh shit, I cried many, many times on this
flight. Yes, you did.
Because I was scared as fucking shit.
And there was, and because we were back there, we felt the turbulence a little bit more. There was a bit of turbulence. We were on an Airbus. We were in a bigger plane. And that's also why it took, I think we had the wind behind us as well. It took us five hours to get there. It took us 3.5 hours to get back.
Yeah.
So there's no fucking excuse why it should be that long to get there. and so I've got that in the back of my brain and I'm trying to switch it off. So I watched Luther, Fallen Son, the Luther movie, which I thoroughly fucking enjoyed. Which, again, I think I talked about last week with Matt when I was adding Mr. Idris Elba into my Man Crush list.
Mm.
And then you were having your little meltdowns. And then also there was another thing that was happening. There was this creeping sense of COVID dread.
Oh, that's right. Well. Halfway through, I was like,
I know this feeling.
I've got a sore throat.
And also, you kind of knew this feeling because last year, in June, we get onto the plane. A couple of days before getting onto the plane, my brother goes into hospital.
It was deja vu.
And you're on the plane feeling like shit.
Yeah, well, I wasn't when we first got on there. Sort of halfway through, I was like,
Yeah.
Not feeling crash hot.
We legitimately rinsed and repeated the same, pretty much the same thing. I had a different member in hospital, and then you ended up getting COVID. We ended up getting back. We come home.
I did a test as soon as we got home,
and you were right,
and I was fine. But then I woke up in the morning on the Wednesday.
Wednesday morning, yeah.
And I felt like absolute rat shit, and went, I should really do a test. So I did a test, and the line was pretty convincing.
Yeah, it was full blown. Like you had the way that that line came up, it was mega COVID.
I don't know if it was mega COVID because it lasted like 2 days.
Yeah, and so you sequestered yourself up into your room. I sat here and played Resident Evil 4 for a couple of days.
Yes, you did.
A couple of days. I didn't end up catching up on a lot of my TV, but also then I was running. I was making sure I was looking after you, getting you food and everything, and then going and visiting my mum, and then going and seeing my brother, and then coming back, and it was just the last of my holiday was filled up with
people
with
being
stuff,
sick,
which, you know, it is what it is. And then, so there was all that. Yeah, the COVID, but we also were kind of shitting ourselves too because I couldn't get it because the later we got, and if I got it, it was going to impinge on me getting my tattoo this week.
Yes.
And then also we had tickets to Sip and Savor.
Yep.
This event that was on at Spears Point Park. Mm-hmm. So that's what we did on the Saturday. Mm. You were feeling better. You were still coughing Magoo, but, you know,
I wasn't really coughing then either. My symptoms had pretty much gone. I was in bed Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, felt fine. I was fine on Friday. I was tired on Friday, but I wasn't.
Yeah,
I had no
symptoms, COVID,
no nothing.
Fatigue.
A little bit of a cough. Saturday, nothing again. And so we kind of played it by ear. And if I had any symptoms or if anything like that, then we weren't going to go. But I was feeling really good. And
the reason we were going to Sip and Savor was because it was a beer and wine tasting thing.
Being an outdoor event, I thought, you know, we can stay away from
that
people as
thought.
Much. That was our thought.
And also Birds of Tokyo were playing.
Yep.
So we go, we parked up near Pippi's, walked down, ominous clouds in the distance. And as we're walking and we're getting closer and closer to the event, the thoughts of not many people are going to be there kind of washed away and dissolved like the MCU characters at the end of Infinity War. It was packed.
It was packed. Packed
fucking
to the brink.
Absolutely fucking packed. It was too small of an area.
Yep.
And then we get in and they give you the little plastic Sip and Savor cup that you're going to use at all the vendors. For all the things. And here's me being a novice going into this thinking that maybe there might have been a bit of a tasting type situation for some of them. So you have a little bit of a taste, then you can choose to buy more, buy another and fill the glass or whatever.
Yeah.
No, that wasn't the case. Every place you had to pay.
Yeah.
And it was like $9 a pop to fill this little glass full of drink.
Yeah.
And some of the places would not serve you if you did not have that glass. They didn't have their own plastic glasses.
I didn't know that.
The first fucking place I went to get two because I saw people with another separate plastic glass and the little Sip and Savor one. No. If I didn't, I would have had to have had your glass to get two. Where there was a few other places that had, you could get a cup and you could also get a can because they had some cans. So I got a can at one and then...
you were rotten by
I had so many beers. Modus Operandi were there, which was really good. I got a couple of their pale ales. And then I went and bought a 4-pack. I had a couple of Pacific ales from a couple other places. But the plan was I was going to eat as well.
Mm.
But the lines for the fucking food...
You were waiting for about an hour.
Hour plus lines for food. There was a line for donuts that went for like... nearly an hour and a half.
The worst part about it was, for me who wasn't drinking, the only way you could get, say, Coke or anything that was non-alcoholic was through those food vendors.
Yeah.
There was nowhere where you could get, even water, there's nowhere where you could get any of that.
Yeah.
That was really badly planned.
I went at one point to go and get, I was going to get a bit of food. We're going to have a little bit of it. So I ended up getting another drink. And I went to the Modus Operandi bar and I got one of their glasses. And then I was walking past and the line for the sausage, this German sausage place, which I was going to get food from, was pretty small. So I jumped onto that line and I'm like, well, we're going to get some Maccas on the way home. So I'm not going to bother getting food. I'm going to stand in this line for 10 minutes just to get you a Coke.
Yeah.
Got that, got back, drank my drink, then ended up going back to another, the combi bar.
Yeah, because that's what we had basically decided was I wasn't going to go up for anything because I wanted to stay away from everybody.
Yeah.
Stupid thing was, there was a lady.
Oh, yeah,
like, we had our own little circle away, like, not away from everybody, but a fair distance. So I wasn't going to, you know, if I did still have it, I wasn't going to infect anybody. And this...
This lady came up and was just like, was pretty much all over.
I couldn't get her off me. And yeah. I was just like, oh my God, I don't know you. Like, get off me.
The other thing that really annoyed me was when I went to the combi keg. I ended up getting one of their stubby holders. It was $9 for a tiny little plastic cup of stone and wood, which is the equivalent of paying for it. Like a schooner of it at a pub. So I got two of them. Like, I must fucking, you know, I know I was blitzed by the end. It was just very, Birds of Tokyo were great.
Oh my God. I will go see them until I die.
Yeah. It started raining, of course.
Yep. But they didn't miss a beat.
They kept
playing. Did not miss a beat.
It's just, it was just the organization of,
The area in front of the stage was way too small. Way too small. I think they just thought that...
It was a dance floor sardine can because they were just packed. Yep. It was just way too packed. And then from the other side of it is the vendors should have had multiple vendors running at the same time.
Mm.
So you had two lines running to get things off quicker. And the drinks were kind of like, I wouldn't, if I was to walk in there now knowing again in the future that it was going to cost me $9 a pot for drinks, you can fucking jog on. I wouldn't do it again.
Yeah.
If there was samples, if I could do little tastings and then choose to have to pay the $9 for a full drink of that stuff.
Yeah.
That's what I want to do.
Yeah.
Because that's what I thought those types of things were. And I think the majority of the time they are something like that, aren't they?
I don't know. I've never been to one, so this is the first time I've been to one.
So as we're going to do we should do the Beer Fest. There's the Beer Fest one. And there's a barbecue one at the Hunter Valley that we missed this time.
Yeah.
Which we could do in the future.
Yeah. But it was good. And Birds of Tokyo, mate, if you can go see Birds of Tokyo, do it. They are one of my favourite bands, and I will see them all the time.
This is the second time I've seen them. I wasn't a big fan of them before meeting Bobby, and through osmosis and constant playing, I've become a fan. The actual, it's not that, because we went and saw them.
I haven't been playing them very often.
No.
I've been playing Harry too much lately.
And through osmosis, I like that shit now. But it's through... And then going, seeing them by the sea, I really, really, like, I really enjoyed it. So, yeah, I would 100% say let's.
And our song is the two of us, so.
Yes, yes, it is. Yes. Had no choice in the matter. But
hang on, it was your idea.
I'm shit stirring. But, yeah, that was Sip and Save. It was really, really good. And then... You were still off work for another couple of days. And
was not my decision.
That was work.
Saying, because I could have gone back on the Monday. I said that to my boss. I said, because I spoke to him, I think, on the Thursday or the Friday. And I said, oh, yeah, I'll be back by Monday. And he went, no.
No, you won't. So I ended up myself going back to work for 2 days. And then on Thursday... The fantastic, follow him on Instagram at Scott Johnson Tattoo Art. Scott Johnson, the old pest, who I went to school with, who will also be a future guest on the podcast, tattooed me. If you follow us on, Instagram, you've already seen it. I've got a wonderful, Jason Voorhees portrait on my forearm, which is going to be
wonderful.
It's going to be even better when it's finished because we're putting a moon at the top and a lake down the bottom. It's going to be a full piece of art.
It's not my favourite.
No.
It's not my favourite.
It's not going to be.
Like, and I don't think it ever will. I don't think anything on that arm will be my favourite.
because my left arm is my horror arm and my right arm is my geek arm.
But I can appreciate
the detail in the artwork.
The detail in the artwork, and it is pretty bloody good. It's ugly as fuck.
It's amazing.
But the detail and everything to it is pretty good. So.
And if you're in the Newcastle area, Newcastle Hunter, like New South Wales, whatever area, and you want a portrait tattoo done, see this man because his portrait work is second to none. Like, it goes next to my Boris Karloff Frankenstein's monster, which still looks amazing.
Mm.
And he's also done my Raphael.
Oh, see, I love Raph.
My Raphael, Trenchcoat Raphael from, which is, it's a little Raph faded awesome. Now, but.
It doesn't matter. It's still awesome.
It's still, like, his portrait work is amazing. Follow him on Instagram, which is Scott Johnson Tattoo Art, and he works for Dark Forge Tattoo. Dark Forge Society, I think they are also now, I'm not sure, but. All their tattooists are great. The owner, Matt, does some really good Japanese-style stuff. They've got Binksy, who does out-of-this-world anime-inspired and anime artwork, like which is a really difficult thing to do because it's a lot of like contrasted colors and stuff like that, like bold stuff. It's great. I sat for 4 hours. It was probably one of the shortest tattoos, besides my little fiddly ones that I've had before. Didn't hurt as much as I was expecting. I cannot wait to finish it off now. So I've got some other things that I've got to save and buy. Other thing to save and buy for. So I'm going to get that. And then I'll do a little squirrel account where I'll put like $20 away to build towards that and getting this arm finished.
Well, I need to get my tattoos, so.
Yes, because you've finally got your little piece that you want. You've got a couple you want to get. I've got a couple.
I want my sloth because... Me and sloths.
It's your spirit animal.
It's my spirit animal. But I think the next one that I'm going to get is, so not without going into any information.
No.
Mel, my daughter, had to have an ECG. And she's had to have many of them over the past few years. And I've been like, Mel, when you get one, take a photo. And she was like, oh, nah. And you know, at some point she's been in hospital and I've been like, get your favourite nurse, tell them to take a photo, I want your ECG. And she's like, nah. And then there was this one time where she had an ECG, she didn't even think about it, and she sent me a picture and she goes, is this ECG all right?
That is hilarious.
And I went,
thank you.
Thank you very much, that's going on me. And she went, what do you mean? And I said, that is my next tattoo. That is your heartbeat. I'm going to put it next to my heart.
That's amazing.
So, so I've got her ECG and that's what I'm going to do. So,
see, a lot of the times I've just gone one and one. So one arm, the other arm, and kind of keeping in balance. But I'm at a point now with my left arm. I'm so close to, like, it's got just a couple. Like, it's probably got, like, one major bit up on my bicep.
That's going to hurt so much.
Yeah. But I've got to kind of, it's not going to be the full dart, but I think it's going to be more
so. Yeah,
it's
got to be something there, yeah.
Because I'm okay with having the back and just inside my armpit kind of area being clean. So I've got to get that, but the rest of the forearm is only really, I think it's a day's work.
Yep.
In getting the rest filled out. I was thinking with around my, with the Jason, I've got the Dungan at the moon and the lake. But then with Frankenstein's Monster, I've been thinking of doing maybe carrying the night across it a bit and maybe doing some like torches.
Okay.
And stuff like the villages whatever. I don't know. At that point, I'm just going to do it. But I'm so close to getting my left arm finished that that's what I'm going to finish first.
Yeah.
Finish the left arm. Then it's all the right. Then it's my thighs, then it's my calves.
Oh my god.
And my knuckles. Yeah, the back of my neck. And my head. No, and my face, your knuckles, and my neck.
No.
You got a tramp stab in my lower back.
Nope.
Same peg me here.
I have a tramp
just
stab.
Just a peg.
Oh my god. Ooh. When you
Or just get a peg and I'll just put it above my lower back.
Oh my god. When you get a tattoo,
yeah,
always think about the place, the positioning of your tattoo.
Yeah, well, see, all my tattoos currently are on my arms, and they're there because I can see them and I can look at them.
Well, my first tattoo that I ever got...
This is amazing.
...was a tattoo in honour of my dad, which is actually quite funny because my mum, myself, my brother all have a tattoo in honour of my dad. He hated tattoos. He would be rolling around in his grave right now.
Yeah, so would mine.
Anyway, Jordan and I said... We're going to get a tattoo together for Dad. And I was like, yeah, no worries, cool. And I just wanted something small. So I was thinking about, you know, a Japanese symbol for Dad or something like that.
Yeah.
Which is what I ended up getting. But the day of getting it, Jordan was like, I'm going today. Are you coming? And I went, oh, fuck. Oh, okay. Yes. So I went with him, sat down, had the image. And the guy was like, where do you want it? I don't know. Where's it going to hurt least? Like, you know. And he goes, I don't know. Like, what? I don't know.
Yeah, because everybody's pain.
Everybody's different.
Yeah.
And I just went, oh, I don't know. Just put it here. Mm. Now.
You have a tribute to your father.
I have a tribute to my dad.
As a tramp stamp.
As a tramp stamp. It's right near my ass crack.
Oh, that's amazing.
Not the right place to have a tribute to your father.
That.
At all. But I don't regret getting the tattoo.
No.
I
would you?
Just wish I had put it...
In a better placement.
In a better placement.
Now, okay, let's play a hypothetical game. Now you had the do-over.
Yeah.
And you could place it anywhere that you wanted. Where would you put it? I would say maybe you could put it on, like, your side, on your hip.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd probably put it on my wrist. Because my tribute to my mum is
on the other one.
Is on the other one. So my tribute to my mum. My mum is still alive. She actually has the same tattoo. It's just we've got them all together. So, yeah, I'd probably do it. On my wrist, so
that works.
Yeah, because when I suppose I chose there as well. When I first got my tattoos, I was really scared of having them
to be seen.
To be seen,
yeah.
So all of my tattoos that I had originally
are all coverable.
Yeah,
except for now you're.
But now I've got one on my wrist. I've got one behind my head, my ear, my collarbone, one of the birds and the feather. You can see it when you're wearing certain things.
Yeah.
You know, it's, yeah. So.
And all mine are like the majority, the only ones you can't see of mine is the top halves of my, like, bicep sleeves.
Yeah.
Everything else is all out and loud and proud.
Yeah.
At that point, when I started getting them, just didn't give a shit. Like if a job wasn't going to hire me for having tattoos, well then I don't want that job.
I mean, times have changed.
Yeah, 100%.
You know, most jobs won't. They're not allowed to.
Because it's discrimination.
It's discrimination, but they
it's against
can,
my religion of horror and geekdom.
But they can specify. Like I think with the police force, you're not allowed to have any
anything would be gang related or
anything gang related, or and you're not allowed to have neck. I'm
which
pretty sure.
Fucking makes other sense. I don't want a cop standing there pulled with a gun drawn on me. He's got neck tattoos.
Yeah, and I think it's the same for nursing as well. However, I did hear rumblings that where I work, they don't want tattoos to be shown. But I mean, realistically, they can't do anything about it because
I think the only way that they can go with not being shown is if it's an offensive tattoo.
Yeah, exactly.
So I knew a girl that used to work at. My place of employment. She used to work there, right? Mm. And she'd have to wear long sleeve shirts because she had some of the most offensive tattoos I have ever seen on any person ever on her arm. One of them was a portrait of the Virgin Mary as an autopsy.
That's terrible.
And it was on a forearm. Full on, like Y section, split open autopsy.
Oh my god. Why?
I don't know. So, like, there's a weird, what goes through people's heads?
Seriously?
Coming from the guy that's got Jason Voorhees and a Frankenstein.
It's not the Virgin Mary's autopsy.
No. That's just, yeah, that was super weird.
That's, oh my god.
Yeah.
The only issue that I have with your tattoos is that I don't think you thought about some of them
well enough. No, fuck no. And the only one that you're in reference to is my right-hand Batman one.
Yes.
Which that was just because I needed to get rid of the other tattoo.
And also you got them done. Got that in Thailand. Yeah,
so that's why it's going and it's going to be a full blacked out. But
I look at it now.
There's nothing you can do it. You can't fix it.
Why can't you fix it? Can't you put white in that grey section and fix it?
So the tattoo is of the logo of Batman the Animated Series. So instead of doing the black, blue and red, I just did black and grey because I just didn't think of it. I didn't think it was going to wash out as much as it has.
Yeah, so I'm looking at it right now and just to tell all the audience.
You can't tell what it is.
You can't tell. You can tell that it's a bat to some degree, obviously, because of the wing. But you can't tell where Batman's head is or think. Like, I can see it now because I'm up close. But if you were looking at it from far away, you'd be like,
it just looks like a black blob.
It looks like a blob.
And that's why the cover up that I want to do is of his entire, like, kind of silhouette.
Mm.
So you've got the cowl. And then goes down to the cape and it'll be all black, but then it'll have like the white. So that'll be all be blacked out and it'll have the white showing a bit of like maybe the bat symbol on the chest and a bit of like with the cape and the eyes and stuff. So it'll be kind of a stylized black and white grey kind of silhouette.
I think that area though, you've just had no luck with.
No. That's why I've got to do it. I was either going to do that or I was going to black out that entire section. So from there to my wrist, except for the one that I've got down my forearm, would just be all black.
Please don't do that.
So that's why I'm going to change it to, which it's thrown out everything that I also want to get on that arm.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I just didn't think it through because it was just, I needed to get rid of it and needed to get it done.
Yeah.
But it's all right, I can fix it. I'll talk to Scott and I'll be like, what can we do? Can we do this? And see what I can do.
Yeah.
So next on the agenda, because of it being Easter.
Mm. Yes.
Let's talk about Easter.
Let's talk about Easter. What are we going to talk about Easter?
We're going to talk about Easter.
Oh.
The Great Easter Games.
My second family over here are amazing.
Yes. Yes, very much so.
They put on a good shindig.
Yes. So for most of the big kind of like event holidays.
Yes.
They throw kind of a big shindig where that entire family gets together and these two transplants that have just been injected in. One is you, who's, and then me is the straggling extra that's come in. And we've been invited to these events days and it's like, it's food and now games have been entered into the thing.
Yes.
Games with water, like just a whole various game and a whole setup happens. Like there's a scoreboard with everyone's names and there's scores you get put up and then at the end all the winnings of each of the games gets tallied and they have a big there's certificates for the first three places and a wooden spoon and a trophy and like above and beyond.
Yes.
For just a family gathering.
Yes.
And so the last time we did this was Australia Day. And the Australia Day one was like with a lot of water games. So you're playing like one, for instance, there's a bucket with those reusable water bombs, which is basically like their it's like a spongy, felty material which just holds the water in it, you get hit, and you don't have to, it's like cleaning up a balloon. And they're in the middle, and there's all various colours, and you're all split up into teams, and you've got to race down and pull out your colour. And the team with the most of the colour at the end of the time limit wins that game. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so we did this again yesterday. And to preface it, we went into this game as winner, as grand champion, and as wooden spooner.
I was the winner.
Bobby was the grand champion. She won the games of the Great Australian Australia Day Games.
Yep.
And I was the wooden spooner.
Yes.
So we go into this game as winner and loser.
Yes.
The game start by the first few games was pulling out these plastic empty Easter eggs that had something inside of it. And there was a lot of ones that were actually empty. And you had to crack it open, and inside was a coloured egg, and inside that egg corresponded to a certain prize.
Yeah.
Every single one that I opened didn't have anything in it.
That's right.
I find out afterwards you could have cheated by putting your hand in and just giving them a shake to find out which ones, but I wasn't doing that. So I wasn't getting it. You were getting the wins. And then the games portion began.
I cheated.
Well, I cheated last year. Emily and I cheated hardcore and won one of the events and did not win.
No.
So then the game portions came in. And once that started, I got it in my brain. I'm going from the outhouse to the penthouse. I'm going from wooden spooners to premierships in a year.
Honestly, like, yeah. If you could have seen his face in some of them, the concentration was amazing. It was like he was in the Olympics, like he was out to win.
And I did win a few of those games. Like,
yes, you did.
Convincingly in a couple of them. And then there was one where you had a stocking with an apple in the end. It was tied around your waist. And it hung down like a trunk, and then on the ground was a plastic cup with an apple on top. And he had to swing the apple in the stocking, like a trunk, and hit the apple, but you couldn't hit the cup. You had to hit the apple off the cup, and it was four of them in a row, and you had to go bang, 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 and you won. And
you're on fire.
The first two, I absolutely smashed it.
Yep. You and Ben.
We were on fire. Then I collapsed.
No, and the pressure got to you.
Got to me, and I got beaten by a 16-year-old girl.
Yes, you did.
Like, convincingly smashed me.
But Summer did very well.
She did.
I think she won the whole thing, didn't she?
No, she didn't.
Oh, it was Ben.
Oh, that portion? Yeah, she did.
She did win.
She won that game. So getting through, and I'm looking at the scoreboard, and I'm like, I have got to win this because of what's going on. And you kept telling me, you're not going to win it because the way that the board is made up, you can't tell.
You can't tell. What it is, there's Velcro, and you get like a sticker. Say if you won a game or you came second or third,
you've got one, two, or three.
Or sometimes you'll just put up winner or loser or
fucking one of the games. I got a loser on there. It was because Ben just did not stop. And it was the bottle flipping game where you got the bottle with the water in and you're going to flip it
Ben
over.
He couldn't,
and it was four of us. And it was going down. You had to go down the line. Once you won it, once you got it, next person goes
up. Can I just say my team won that one?
Yes, they did. And he kept going and going and going and didn't tap out past the next person. So we didn't even participate in that challenge.
To win, can I just say, the team that we were versing, they were beating us. And then I don't know how, but I think Summer only needed a few goes and she was before me. And then I just walked up, flipped the bottle straight down.
Yeah.
Took me one go.
One of the last games that we played, there was one fun one, which was the perfect game to watch being played. You got given an Oreo and you placed it on your forehead and you had to move it down your face without touching it into your mouth.
Yes.
And it was the best game to watch other people play.
Oh, mate. Because
the
funny
facial
as.
Expressions and everything. And then the next one after that was one, and I jumped in straight away, and I was like, I'm going first because I can set the bar. And it was...
And didn't you set it?
And it was stacking. It was to have Oreos stacked on your foreheads. Head tilted back, stack of Oreos. And I got to 12 Oreos before it fell off. And there was only one person that got close at 11, but I won that. So we get to the end, and they're going through, like, the winners and the losers, and you fully thought you were going to be Wooden Spoon. Are you?
Oh, mate, I thought I was going
to
go from
Premier to Wooden Spoon.
I thought I was going to go the opposite, because I think I won one game in my team, with my team.
Yeah, right.
Everything else. Look, actually, I knew I wasn't going to be a Wooden Spooner because I placed.
In a lot of them.
In a lot of them.
Yeah.
So, but it was like third or fourth or, you know, yeah. So, I knew I was going to be last, but I thought Ben was going to win.
Really?
Yeah. Because it was you and Ben. It was you and Ben.
Yeah. I just had the feeling, and we get to the end, and it was Ben comes second, and as soon as Ben comes second, everybody knew that it was going to be me, and like, I've got a smile on my face, and I heard a few people go, look at the smile on his face.
Oh, no, the best smile of that whole thing was when John, or Pop,
yep.
When he won
the wooden spoon,
he had the biggest smile on his face. It was adorable. It was so good.
And so, yeah, I won and I got the trophy and I got my little thing. I got a little trophy. So there was a couple of – I'll see if I can – I'll grab the photos and I'll post them of me and my very, very loud shirt and shorts because I set a precedent of wearing kind of matching Hawaiian shirt and shorts at the last – like.
No, that was – I think that was for I think you did that at
so the first one I did was New Year's Eve, and I did it.
Or did you do Christmas, New Year's Eve, and
Christmas,
then?
And then New Year's Eve, and then I wore the same thing again at Australia Day.
No, you didn't wear matching on Australia Day, and I think everybody went, ah,
oh, that's
we
right.
Thought you were going to be matching,
but yes, that's right because I did. but I had like the headbands and sweatbands and everything on.
Yep.
So I set a precedent, so I went and bought these hideously loud shirt and shorts. So they've got multicolored thongs all over them.
Yep.
So there's a photo of me taking a shot of beer out of the mini trophy that I got.
Yes.
It was really, really fun. I had an absolute blast, and now I've got to defend. I've got to defend at the next games.
But this is where I talk about my slice as well. I made a slice.
Yes. Oh,
okay. So I'm addicted to TikTok at the moment. Not for TikTok, but...
Not for dances and ridiculous shit.
Not for ridiculous crap, but for the cooking side of stuff. And so I think that one day I'm going to actually enjoy cooking and I'm going to want to cook some of these things.
Oh, I'm going to get to cook after this.
So the other night for work, for Easter, I thought I'd make these pod things. They didn't work.
No.
But
a couple of them
okay,
did.
Okay, so I put my hands up in the air in defeat and went, I'm not making these.
Because you couldn't get the cookie dough out of the cupcake trays.
Yep. So I managed to get about 7 out that weren't too bad, but then I put them in the fridge and I just left them and I was just like, we'll just eat them later.
Our oven is shit.
Yeah.
It just doesn't heat up properly. It's supposed to be a fan voice, but it doesn't do it. It's shit.
It's
so she was under the eight ball to begin with.
Yes. And then I've come back from work and I've gone, oh, I'm going to eat one of these things. And I've pulled them out and I'm like, Chad, these actually worked.
So you got the caramel.
So I got the caramel out. I got the chocolate out, and I made these pod things, and I took them to Christie's. However, I did try and make some more. Again, they didn't work.
You got 2 out of that run.
Yeah. So.
And they were the like the the hillbilly stepchildren of
They looked terrible. Ones. They were so bad. Anyway, so I thought I'm going to make this millionaire slice, I think it's called.
On TikTok, it's a viral millionaire slice.
And holy shit.
It's basically like a, it's cookie, a caramel slice.
The bottom of it is like a cookie dough.
Yep.
As such. So it's a cookie base. So it's butter, sugar, flour, done. And then you make the caramel and then you put the chocolate on. Holy shit. Only thing is, though, I didn't know how to make the caramel and I stuffed up the caramel, but it still tasted like caramel and it was still fine. It was just a little bit runny.
And that's the first time you did it. Next time you will spend 100 times.
But oh my god, how good is it?
So good. We've got some left over in the fridge. I'm dead set having some more tonight.
But honestly, TikTok, we've had the viral spaghetti,
which was really, really
which
good.
Which was so yum. It was like, the way that I explain it to people is it tasted like a spaghetti version of a cheeseburger.
Yep. It's like a, it was a spaghetti cheeseburger lasagna without the layers.
A spalagna. Spagagna.
Spagagna. Spagagna.
And then we made our own
McChicken burgers.
Look, they don't taste anything like McChicken burgers, but realistically,
they are.
They
fucking hands down some of the best.
Oh my gosh. A bit hot for me because they're spicy.
Perfect. In that it was spicy.
He loved them because he's spicy.
I'm a spice king.
He's a spicy man. But I'm not a spicy person, but I still love them.
You're spicy. Come on.
I'm spicy in other ways, yes. Buddy.
No, but it's been really, really good. We've had it twice. Both times have been out of this world.
And just to use the air fryer, like the air fryer's been used and, you know, it's, oh, mate.
It's so good. And tonight we're doing a meal that we've already done before. It's not a TikTok one. It's a dinnerly one. It's a chorizo pizza.
Yep.
So as soon as we're finished here, I'm going to jump up and get that made because I'm hungry.
He's going to make them. Yeah.
Or do you want to make it?
No, hell no. You can make them.
Because I did a pretty good job last time.
You did.
So, okay, so you I'll make them again. And it didn't take long, so it's good.
Yep.
So we'll do that. And I can't wait to see what else, other meals. I think you've got heaps of other meals.
Yeah, because we've sort of decided that we're going to not do dinnerly for a little while and see if we can be adults and actually
choose our meals,
shopping and do it ourselves. Might only last a couple of weeks, but we'll see how it goes.
Because at the end of the day, the dinnerly ones, they give you, like, the recipe,
yeah,
and
which
the
helps
allotted
you
portions.
Because you
yes,
don't
because I'm I can't improvise cook. When it comes for cooking, and with the TikTok ones, I couldn't do a TikTok one unless it gave me the step by step written instructions.
Whereas I have a bit more, I suppose, like with the viral spaghetti, it didn't have anything. It just
told you, have this, do this.
And it didn't really say for how long or anything like that or what it should look like or anything like that. It just went through the motions, didn't really say anything, and it was done. So I could watch that, and I knew – I've made spaghetti before, so I knew the general gist of
yes.
Where – how to make what and where to put it. Whereas if you did that, you would have been like – no,
yeah,
I can't do that.
Yeah, I would have had an absolute fucking mental breakdown in the kitchen because I don't know. It's just I need the give me the step by step instructions.
Yes, you do, because you still don't know how to use a hole punch. So,
okay, then I think we're done. Now. But I think you're thinking that way. I think we are done.
Well, I need to actually have another go at you.
Oh, okay then.
About your sleeping. Are we going to do a shunt?
Yes, and if I'm going to be the recipient of the shunt award, let's go.
Yep.
Yes.
So I've got two shunts.
I don't have any shunts or anything this week. I don't even think I've been passive aggressive.
Both shunts, I love them, and this is not personal. Okay. But your shunt is I can't wait for you to go see the nose doctor, because your snoring is just out of this world at the moment. And also you're putting in different little things at the moment. It's like you're awake and you're like, ooh, how can I annoy Bobby tonight with my snoring?
Really?
Yes. Because, like, normally it's like a normal, like,
yes.
You know. At the moment, it's not even about the snore. It's about the noises that you make. It's like you go, and you blow air, or you go.
Have you recorded any of these since?
No, I want to.
Okay.
I want to.
Because next time you do, we can play it at the start.
It's the weird, like, I don't get it. It's like, I don't. Honestly, it's like you're trying. Like, it's like you're awake.
I'm not.
And you are trying to figure out ways.
Well, you also did give
making
me
making noises.
You also did give me a props for the night before. I slept on my other side and I didn't snore for the majority of the night.
I didn't need to put my earplugs in until because about 4:30 in the morning.
We also think that it was because I wasn't snoring when you fell asleep.
Yes,
and you slept through the snoring.
Yes.
Not still awake while I snore, because I think the majority of times the reason why this happens is because I fall asleep first.
Yes.
And then you're still awake and
yes.
I've begun the horrid...
Yes.
The horrid air that comes out of me. So, and also the other horrid air, like, we're going to throw a third shunt in there. I'm farting like a fucking magnificent beast lately.
Oh, they need to be recorded and used as sound bombs or something, because they are... impressive.
I would
give them 10 out of 10.
They've been lengthy, lengthy baritone, just...
Oh, my God.
Just super,
so good.
Super, super fast.
I mean, realistically, I shouldn't make you a shunt because, look...
I have been snoring lately.
Yeah,
but they've been dainty little snores and they don't wake me up. I just happen to be awake at the time and I hear it and I go, oh, she's snoring. And then I go to go get my phone to record you, to show you... But then I'm scared that my phone lighting up is going to, like, wake you up or
yeah.
I'm going to do something and it's going to, like... So I haven't. But they're dainty little snores. They're not the earth-shattering dying bear that's laying next to you like me that's now doing little blowy air curtain. I'm doing little mouth farts at the end of my snores. So, no. And the shunt isn't technically me. We'll say my breathing apparatus, my snore factory, that's the shunt.
Oh, yes. And my second shunt, and it's not their fault, and I've had a go at this already, is like, you're going to go, oh, my God. Moulin Rouge is on in Perth at the moment.
Oh, okay. So it's
and a lot of
a
my
double shunt award.
A lot of my friends... are going to see Moulin Rouge, and a lot of them are posting on Facebook how good it was and how wonderful it was and, oh, my God, it's the best show I've ever seen and blah, blah, blah. And all I want to do is, are you fucking serious? It was terrible. The show is terrible. Stagecraft, amazing. The stage is amazing. The show is terrible.
And at the end of
does
the day...
Does nobody understand that?
This all stems to personal taste, which we know. But also, you've got to find out if these... For this hypothesis, if these friends are fans of the original, the movie.
One of them was.
And they still enjoyed it.
And they still enjoyed it. They loved it.
Okay. Well, they might... Okay. All right. Well, I don't know.
I just don't get it. It's terrible.
So basically they've got horrible taste.
Sorry, everybody. But I'm very passionate about this.
No, you are, because you've given Moulin Rouge, the musical, in Australia, the shunt award twice.
Yes. Double shunt.
Double shunts.
Double shunt.
They're all the kinds of shunts.
My good egg.
Do you have a good egg?
My good egg is. No,
come on, you can't do that. Am I gonna have to edit that out?
Yes, you will. Nah, he's just a good egg. Nah, I don't really have a good egg today. Do you have a good egg?
No. I don't have a shunt, I don't have a good egg, and I don't have a passive aggressiveness because I haven't really had the time to be passive aggressive.
No, you haven't.
So, I've been a good boy.
You have been a good boy. No passive aggressiveness.
No, so, I think that's it.
Yes! I think we're done.
And it's a good, solid 1 hour and 24 minutes.
Oh, I'm sorry, you must all be so bored of my...
No,
my...
fucking stop it.
No, I'm joking.
No,
stop I could be
it.
Funny sometimes.
You can. And
I wish I could remember some jokes. That's what I would... Like, again, TikTok. There's these two people on TikTok.
Oh, they do, like, the street jokes and
Beck
stuff.
Beck and... No. Beck and Dean. And they're two minor dudes.
Oh, yeah. And, she tells some horrendously sexist jokes to...
Oh, my God. The jokes that come out of her mouth are hilarious.
Well, next time...
But if you are PC...
PC Snowflake, you wouldn't like
them. You wouldn't like them. But she is fucking hilarious.
Well, now you know what to do. If you can remember them and you can write them down... And you're around when we're recording any future episodes. If you're not going to be in the episode, we're going to have a Bobby joke. Or we could do something like a Bobby joke in the week. And come in and tell a joke. Tell us a joke.
And I'm sorry if I take it from somebody else, but I don't do my own jokes.
So. Well, then you can also just come in and say, I heard this from this, and then you do the joke.
Yes.
There we go. All right. Well, that's it. That's this week's episode of Cheers Big Ears. Follow us on all the social medias, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I haven't done it yet, so just hold on. You're going to fuck me with the end? You're going to fuck me with the end. You are. But, yeah, follow us on all the social medias. You can email us at thecheersbigearspodcast@gmail.com or maybe it's just cheersbigearspodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, email us.
I think it's the second one.
Email me a joke.
Yes, email a joke. Email us in anything.
I want your jokes.
Yes.
Email me a joke.
Yes.
Email us.
Email Bobby a joke. That's the last time I'm going to ask. Right? No, I'm going to ask every
Email
episode.
Your shunts of the week.
Yeah, if you've got a shunt, if you've got a good egg, have you been passive-aggressive? Email us at cheersbigearspodcast@gmail.com and we will read them on the episode.
Yes.
Even if that's another thing that Bobby comes in and does, an email read or whatever, like per episode. That's what we're going to do. So you can do that. Follow, like, share, all that jazz.
Just do it.
Just do it.
Oh, is that copyright?
Oh, Nike's going to come and get us. Because we're like Nike.
Fuck off.
And with that, cheers.
Big ears?
No.
Oh.
Gee,
I tried.
You tried. You were looking at me for this one.
I was getting so scared.
It's basically, I will say cheers, and then you say the full thing.
But that's what I did last time, and you said no.
No. No, it's I say cheers, and then you say cheers, big ears, and then we end.
Okay, let's do it again.
We'll try it again. I love the fact that this is a recurring segment that nobody can get it right.
I know. I psyched myself
out. You psyched
then.
Yourself out of it. Because that's what I was saying. Because you started laughing, and I was like, are you going to fuck me on the end? And I didn't know that you were, like, psyching yourself up to get it right, only to fuck me in the end.
Do it.
And that is this week's episode of Cheers Big Ears. Cheers.
Cheers, big ears.
There we go. Thank you very much. That was amazing.